The North Slope Borough is hosting an open house this evening to unveil three watercolors from the first European expedition to Arctic Alaska. The paintings include the first Western depictions of the Inupiat people on the North Slope and their way of life. KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
Frederick Beechey led the first European expedition to the North Slope in 1826, looking for the fabled Northwest Passage. The three-year voyage gave Western names to Barrow, Point Hope, Wainwright, and more. Cape Smythe was also named during the journey after a 26-year-old lieutenant of the British Royal Navy named William Smythe. He painted a handful of watercolors documenting the sights and scenes of the trip. Some of the paintings are the first Western depictions of native people from the North Slope and their way of life. Today, three of those paintings have come full circle and are back in Barrow in the possession of the people of Northern Alaska. Dan Forrester is the director of the North Slope Planning Department and oversees the Inupiat Heritage Center in Barrow, where the paintings are now.
They came up on auction in London last September, and the mayor's office contacted me and said this is something that we think would be very good to have for the borough.
Forrester says the North Slope Borough bought the paintings for nearly $12,000 on auction. That includes the cost of shipping the fragile works of fine art painted on 180-year-old paper from Europe to Barrow. Forrester says the paintings are well worth the cost.
I think it's significant that we have these paintings for the public to enjoy here in Barrow. They are of this place. People can look at the way the people are dressed and maybe draw some conclusions from that and maybe update our information on what life was like back in those times.
The first painting depicts a ship called a schooner, which the explorers used to sail in Arctic waters after anchoring the larger, less maneuverable HMS Blossom somewhere near present-day Kotzebue. The two-masted schooner is vividly shown battling high seas as it works its way north. The second watercolor shows the explorers on shore erecting a pole indicating they had left a message for other voyagers. It is possible this is one of the first European depictions of the Barrow area. Finally, the third painting, titled Natives of Elson's Bay, shows an Inupiat man, woman, and child. It is likely the first Western depiction of the people of the North Slope. The man is holding a bow and arrows, the woman is carrying fox furs, and there's a sod hut in the background. Museum and Cultural Affairs Coordinator Janice Meadows says some of her own family history indicates to her the man must have been a very important figure based on his wife's tattoos.
The lady with the marks, my grandma had that because she was the wife of a very important whaling captain, but she was one of the few people in her generation that I saw that had the tattoo.
Meadows also says the clothing the figures are wearing are traditional summer garments, reflecting the August arrival of the expedition to the Barrow area. Planning Department Director Dan Forrester says even though the 19th century British explorers came with a characteristic sense of superiority and prejudice, the Inupiat people did win a certain amount of respect and admiration from the Europeans during their visit.
They marveled at these people who, from their point of view, had so little but were so filled with happiness and joy.
Forrester hopes the watercolors will be welcomed back to Barrow warmly. I'm Jake Neer.